A shooting in Canton leads to prison time for the gunman, 30-year-old Marcolo Richardson of Canton, sentenced Monday by a common pleas judge, Natalie Huff, to 9 to 13 and a half years. He pleaded guilty to charges of attempted murder and felonious assault. They included gun specifications. January 4th, Richardson shot 37-year-old Devin Spencer three times at a gas station on Mahoning Road Northeast. He also shot into the back of a car in which a 4-year-old was sitting. As part of his sentence, Richardson must register as a violent offender. Starr County Grand Jury will consider an indictment for the legal guardians charged in the death of a 3-year-old Canton boy. The case of 42-year-old Demetrius Givens and 37-year-old Jamie Thompson of Canton bound over Monday after they waived their right to a preliminary hearing in Canton Municipal Court. They're charged with involuntary manslaughter and child endangering. Givens and Thompson allegedly refused to properly feed and care for the boy, causing him to starve to death. The child died at Mercy Hospital May 5th. Massillon man sentenced to 9 months in prison for his role in the dumping of the body of a woman who died of an overdose. 38-year-old Victor McCoy was handed the punishment Monday in Tuscarawas County Common Pleas Court. He pleaded guilty last month to charges of gross abuse of a corpse and failure to report a death. McCoy and 36-year-old Ashley Morris of East Sparta dumped the body of 27-year-old Katie Fuller. It was found along North Orchard Road in Sandy Township in November 2023. Morris pleaded guilty in February to gross abuse of a corpse and was sentenced to 6 months in the Stark Regional Community Corrections Center and 2 years probation. Malone University eliminating 15 full-time and 12 part-time employees as it reallocates services. President Gregory Miller informed employees of the changes Monday. Among the jobs being cut, Vice President of Student Development, employees will report to Provost Christina Schneiders. The department will merge with the Center for Student Success and the Office of Multicultural Services. 5 full-time resident directors will become part-time. Malone is adding positions, including a Dean of Students, Associate Dean, and Campus Pastor. 8 new full-time faculty members will be added in the fall, while 2 part-time workers will move to full-time status. Louisville City Council Monday approved changes to the nuisance ordinance. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
Properties deemed unsafe for occupancy or blighted to the extent that it interferes with the peaceful and lawful use of occupants of proximate property or conduct of activities which annoys the peace and safety of others, or unsanitary rubbish, waste, leaves, clippings, which could become dangerous to the public health and attractive to vermin and rodents, could be cited and fined and made to fully abate the matter. Cleanup at city expense would be responsibility of the owner and include a $250 administrative charge. Mayor Fallett presided over the swearing-in as a fire captain, Logan Henkel, becoming the 3rd family member to reach that level.
New trial date has been scheduled for a Wellsville man charged with attempted murder. Columbiana County Judge Megan Bickerton approved a motion for a continuance from the defense attorney for 35-year-old Michael Stacy. He cited a need for additional time to review information with his client. Stacy was set to be tried June 3rd. New trial date is July 29th. The new final status hearing scheduled for July 21st. Stacy pleaded not guilty in December to counts including felonious assault, attempted aggravated arson, abduction, and trespass. He allegedly used a blunt object to strike a woman October 17th. Wellsville police found all the burners on the stove in the home open. Youngstown police say a 15-year-old girl was run over during a fight on the city's east side. It happened early Sunday on Himrod Avenue. Officers responded to a home for a report of a pedestrian accident. The girl was found with leg injuries. Police say the teen had been fighting with another female when a vehicle driven by a man drove over both of her legs. The victim was taken to St. Elizabeth Health Center, where she's in critical but stable condition. A Wood County School District investigating how a 24-year-old was able to enroll in its high school. Anthony Labrador Sierra played in the school's JV soccer and swim teams. Perrysburg police arrested Labrador Sierra Monday on charges of forgery. He attended Perrysburg High School between January 2024 and last Wednesday. Labrador Sierra enrolled as a 16-year-old unaccompanied minor, according to the district, under federal and state rules. He had obtained several pieces of identification, including a state driver's license and social security number. He'd also been issued temporary protected status by U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. Wood County Juvenile Court had placed him with a Perrysburg family. They learned last Wednesday was a 24-year-old man. School officials said the fraud slipped past several federal, state, and local agencies. And the district had acted in accordance with federal law, which regulates education for students experiencing homelessness.